Friends, I'd like to share with you today perhaps my favourite verses in all the Word of God. They're found in Philippians chapter 2, and they really speak about the humiliation and the exaltation of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Listen to these wonderful words. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. These are verses that every Christian should try to learn and memorize and familiarize themselves with. They speak about our Savior in his humiliation and in his exaltation. You know, we serve a king today. Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that should fill our hearts with confidence and with comfort. And as I think about these verses, and I think about Jesus Christ being the King, there are three things that I think are suggested even here in these verses. First of all, we have a risen King. Jesus Christ is a risen King. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And then it says in verse number 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. He's no longer on the cross. He's no longer in the tomb. He is risen. He's alive forevermore. I know the world scoffs at such an idea, but the Word of God makes it clear. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. We have a risen King. We also have a reigning King. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Jesus Christ our Lord is King, and he reigns and rules in glory. All things are under his feet. He's in perfect control. He's sovereign over all, and he's King and head of his church, of his people. He's King of our lives if we know him and trust him, and he's sovereign over all things that happen. So we do not need to worry. Our King is risen. Our King is reigning. But not only that, our King is returning, because it says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. He's returning. He's coming back again in all of his risen power and in all of his great glory. The Bible says that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. He's coming again. All heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord, and the King is coming. And I think we're living in days that point more and more to the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christian, be encouraged. Your King is risen. Your King is reigning. Your King is returning. But if you're not saved, think about those words. A risen Savior, a reigning Savior, a returning Savior. Would it not be right and good for you to put your faith and trust in him and enter into the wonderful joy of God's salvation? May God bless you. Thank you again for listening. And don't forget to tune in again, God willing, tomorrow. Thank you. We're praying for you all.